Let's turn to Psalm 34. It's time of confession now. Let's read Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Amen. You know, Psalm 34 is one of my favorite songs. It talks about knowing the goodness of God. It talks about he who hears us, he who delivers us, who saves us. He encamps around those who fear him. The righteous man cries out, and God hears his voice. He redeems the souls of his servants. And these truths are here for us today, fulfilled in God through Christ Jesus. Amen? Through the resurrection of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. How he saves us from death and gives us eternal life. But how do we taste and see that the Lord is good? That his goodness, his grace, his holiness, his justice. Do we savor on the sweetness of these graces? Do you partake of God's goodness? And that's what I really want to focus on this morning. What do you partake of in this world, in this life? What feeds your soul? You know what feeds your body? What feeds something deeper that you may taste and see? You know, by taste and by sight, it's how we know of God's goodness. And our text goes on to say, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed are those who seek him. So may we feed our souls with the Lord. Let's consider today that which we taste, that which we partake of. And we all know what it's like to taste something good, don't we? And there's even an anticipation for it. Has anybody ever been really hungry? I mean, really hungry. Okay. Outside of fasting, I remember the hungriest I've ever been was, I think in survival training for the Air Force, we had to go about 2 weeks without eating. And then we're hiking through the woods the whole time. And I was so hungry. I mean, I'm eating grass and things, you know. I'm daydreaming the whole time. I'm thinking, oh, when this is over, like, I'm going to go to Outback Steakhouse. And then from there, I'm going to go right to Pizza Hut. And then from there, I'm going to go right to Cold Stone, you know. I mean, because we're hungry. When we're hungry, we anticipate the meal. We can't wait for it, right? We want food, and we're looking forward to it. Does your soul do the same thing with God? Does it anticipate the meal? Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lisa's watering these plants up here and saying, this one in the front especially is thirsting for something, right? Do we look like that or these up here? These look a little bit better. I was noticing. You know, when the Lord brings you through a trial or through that fire, when you experience his amazing grace or the blessings, when you look around and you're made aware of the abundant grace that's being poured out, do you yearn to taste and see that the Lord is good? See, the goodness of the Lord is our spiritual food. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have to wait to go to Outback Steakhouse. You can partake of his goodness right now. It's available 24, 7 hours a day. He has torn that curtain in two. You know, you don't have to go roll out your prayer mat, face it towards Mecca, and pray. No. Right now, anytime, wherever you are, you can enjoy and taste and see that the Lord is good. So does your hungry soul anticipate the truth of the Lord? Right, because you were dead. Dead in your sins. But God, who's rich in mercy, made you alive through Christ. So you have a soul that will live forever. And it's hungry, brothers and sisters. It needs to eat. It needs to partake of the goodness of the Lord. So feed it with good things. You know, Jesus, after fasting for 40 days, he was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was hungry, the word says. So the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. And what did Jesus say? He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So Jesus, despite his physical hunger, he had a deeper hunger, didn't he? For the truth, that which would feed his soul, that which was really alive, right? And this physical bread would fulfill his physical need, but it would still leave his soul unfulfilled. So which do we really need? Are you feeding your souls on the truth with the word, as we see in 1 Peter, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious? Have you tasted? What does your soul, that part of you that will live forever, what does it live off of? So you all know here we encourage daily time in the word, daily family worship, daily reading of your Bible. Why? Well, do you eat physical food every day? Yes, probably multiple times a day. So how do you feed your soul? I know that, you know, I think one of the problems is we actually forget and we actually think we're snakes. Children, how often do snakes have to eat? Anybody know? Like once a week? Some snakes go like 6 months without eating. But we're not snakes. God didn't make us that way. In fact, maybe he made us to eat a lot to remind us our souls need something to eat a lot too. All the time. And mom and dad, are you going to let a few days pass and not feed your children? Feed their souls. Feed them the word, the truth that they may taste and see that grows with an increase that comes from God. And the beautiful thing is we see in Psalm 34, if we seek him, we'll never lack. Look, it says the lions, right? What is, children, you notice this psalm talks about lions. It says the lions will lack and suffer hunger if they don't catch Mr. Antelope, right? They're hungry because that's all they have. But we have a soul, and we can seek the Lord anytime, anywhere, and we are filled. Amen? Now, as we enter this time of confession, you might say, well, to be honest, I don't really feel that hunger in my soul all the time. In fact, I mean, I don't really have that yearning for the goodness of the Lord all the time. I'm a Christian, but I'm not really just super motivated to read my Bible. All right, we do family worship, but it's not way up in my priority list. It's kind of in the middle. Well, let me give you three ways to walk, to spur on your hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, first of all, let me say this is a work of the Holy Spirit, ultimately and foremost. But three things. Number one, fill your soul with good things. Amen. What is your soul filled with? Is it too full of other stuff to receive the spiritual food of God? A little too busy to sit at Jesus' feet and partake of the food he has? Are you so full of the things of the world that you're not hungry for the things of God? You know, we see this a lot in American Christianity today. We're saturating, we're swimming in this world full of stuff and things and remedies and self-serving affections that attempt to fill our soul. They attempt to. And you can fill your soul with other things. You can fill it with the love of men, with men's praise. But are these things going to satisfy? Do you hunger for the love of peers? Do you thirst for the next new gadget? Are you desirous of material blessings? Do these things drive you? Is this the fuel in your fuel tank that keeps you going? But these things will never satisfy. Are they the best nourishment for your soul? Indeed, this is what Christ came to do, though, brothers and sisters, isn't it? To free us, to save us from self-love, to walk in newness of life. That old man desires to grab things and to try to fill our souls with them, with these dead pursuits. That old man must die. As Paul said, I must die daily that Christ may live in me. Have you ever been out to a restaurant? Anybody? Who's ever been out to a restaurant? Okay, my wife and I get to do that occasionally. And you had this big, because they serve you so much food, and you're just stuffed. And then what does the waitress come and say, inevitably? Did you save room for dessert? And you're thinking, are you kidding? I'm about to blow up. Brothers and sisters, may we not be stuffed with the things of the world and our self-serving flesh that we don't really have that hunger for God. It's like white bread and water and filling up on it. It's like I said, you know, you're at the Thanksgiving meal It's there laid out for you. You run in the back room, you have a loaf of white bread and a jug of water. And now you come out going, that doesn't look any good to me. I mean, let's not do that. The Lord's prepared a feast. May we not be full of trifles and idols we built to try and satisfy. Instead, may we be filled with good things. Things that are praiseworthy. Things that are true and right and honorable. Our souls live by every word from the mouth of God. And I bet later this morning we're going to hear that we have peace in Christ. In Christ is where we get peace. Not outside of Him and outside of His ways. Okay, number two. If you're not feeling the hunger for spiritual food, go do the work of your Father in heaven. Go serve God and be filled. See, the thing about real food, right, is that it's satisfying. It's fulfilling. Has anybody here maybe worked real hard all day? Or maybe you've had a long week where you've worked hard and you know that meal's coming, that dinner's coming. And you sit down and you enjoy a good wholesome meal and it's just so filling. You're like, ah, that's satisfying. Our brother Noah reminded us on Wednesday night, Jesus in John 4, he had just spoken to the Samaritan woman, right? And his disciples said, okay, Lord, now we need to go get some food. You've been ministering nonstop. Let's go get some food. And Jesus said, I have food to eat which you do not know of. And they said, has anyone brought him something to eat that we missed? We didn't see that. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. And to finish his work. That's his food. Do you see? It's spiritual food that feeds our souls that's most important. The disciples are talking about physical food and eating more. And Jesus is telling them, remember, this is what's important in here. This is what matters. And he shows them the way. The gospel. The fields are ready for harvest. Let's go do that. That's fulfilling to us. And here we see that this spiritual food, it's our comprehensive lives, isn't it, in worship of God. Yes, it's tasting and seeing that He's good. It's feeding on His Word. It's a spiritual nourishment that comes from the Lord's table. But it's in our work too. It's in our ministries. It's in our lives. It's doing the work our Father's given us to do. Mothering, fathering, husbanding, parenting, school, ministry, witnessing, studying, your business, your chores. Everything God's given you to do, that's your food. Do it and be filled. Number three, enter into a trial and choose the right food to partake of. This is particularly important for us Christians. Anybody that's a Christian here, remember, because the Christian life is full of tribulations. I mean, we're promised it. Many of the afflictions are the righteous. We must go through many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God. So if you're going through a difficult time, if you're under spiritual attack, if you're beaten up, if you feel like you're empty, if you're like a car running on fumes when it's past the E, right, and you know you're about to run out of gas any moment, you're hoping you get to the gas station, you know you need something. I implore you, brothers and sisters, in these times, taste and see that the Lord is good. Go get real food. Read every word from the mouth of God. This is the example of our Lord. He hadn't eaten 40 days. And he said, I need that. I don't need physical bread right now. I need my spiritual bread. And when you've had a really hard day, when you're hungry, when you're desperate, when you're spiritually empty, don't go eat a bowl of ice cream. Don't go find a movie to watch. Don't lash out in anger. Don't let fear try to fill you. Don't replay in your mind 100 made-up scenarios of how things are going to go badly. No, go feed your soul. Go to your room. Close the door, open the Bible, cry out to God, and let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Drop the idols, let go of the world, set down the praise of men and be filled with real food. Die daily and live for Christ. Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit convict this in us now. Do a mighty work. Drive us deeper in hunger and thirst for righteousness. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Partake of the good food of the Lord, and you shall not lack any good thing. Amen. Let's pray. Well, Father God, we thank you that you have given us good food. We thank you that you have provided this to us, that we can go and partake anytime of the spiritual abundance and blessings through Christ that you've given us, through your word. through your truth, through the encouragement of brothers and sisters, through the means of grace, through the work that you've given us to do by your hand. Oh Lord, we confess to you now that we're not always partaking of the best food for our souls. Lord, we ask that you would bring to us and remind us the conviction through the Spirit of the good food that's there waiting and resting for us. May we taste and see that you are good and lack no good thing. And now we take a moment to confess individually our sins to you, Lord.